while they're singing this song is probably half the congregation is going to be swaying back and forth. While we're talking about this, music things, your staff was, of course, worn out by Easter, and that means that in your bulletin, the Alleluia verse, the gospel verse, the thing we sing right before the gospel, we still have the Lenten one in the bulletin. But Jim's going to play the right one, and you know it, so don't worry about it, okay? But we didn't get that one changed. I'm a little afraid to do this, but Martha Summer wanted to talk.
Good morning. I'm here on behalf of the police school because I'm on the police school committee, and Nancy Hawkeye asked me to sell the charity tickets that Bill has. Raise your hand if you might be shocked. You get up early, I hope you do, because it's from 6 to 10 next Saturday. And this is what will get you in. And there are a lot of things that are going to be on sale. If you don't have $5 this morning, because that's the only time it's up, well, maybe it is tonight. You can make a check out to the Redeemer Preschool, and that will get you a ticket. Just look for me after the service, and I've got them. So please buy one, because the $5 goes to the preschool.
And they get their $5 back when they buy something.
And that's exactly.
There are instructions on the ticket. Now you see why I was afraid. And we're not done. Mary Lewis wanted to make a brief announcement. And alternatively, you can buy a ticket to the charity sale.
Yes. Or go strawberry or please do whatever.
We do have a lot going on in our congregation, and one of those things coming up is Family Promise. And Shannon, you wanted to talk about that real quickly?
Three
Thank you, Shannon. We have a lot going on, Sarah.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Sarah? I don't have any questions. Have a good time. Yes, Shannon? I'll tell you on a personal note that one of my seminary classmates is here. Corky Spittler and his wife Dee are here. And I mentioned that to you to let you know that Corky doesn't know anything about me. we spent those years in our room walking around in robes like little monks. And Not a thing. Don't ask him anything. If he knew anything, he's forgotten it. Just remember that. All right. Normally I would say, now let us prepare for our worship, but I'm now supposed to say, please rise as we prepare through our confession. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, the fountain of living water, the rock who gave us birth, our light and our salvation.
Amen.
Let us come into the light, the revealing and healing light of God. God of grace and glory, you have brought us through the night of sin into the light of Jesus' resurrection.
Yet our lives are still shadowed by sin. Make us alive in Christ.
Rescue us from evil and the gloom of sin. Renew us in grace and restore us to living in your holiness. Through Jesus Christ, our risen Lord. Amen. Rejoice with all creation around God's throne. The light of the risen Christ puts to flight all evil deeds, washes away sin, restores innocence to the fallen, casts out hate, brings peace, and humbles earthly pride. Jesus Christ loves you and frees you from your sins by his blood. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen.
Thank you.
grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Almighty and eternal God, the strength of those who believe and the hope of those who doubt, may we who have not seen have faith in you and receive the fullness of Christ's blessing, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
You're five? Well, that helps, but I need a little more. How do I know you're even five, Eli? Okay. Well, what about you, little boy? What's your name? Jonah. How do I know that? Because why? Oh, my goodness. Well, see, that helps, but how do I really know that you're Eli and Jonah? How do you know that I'm really Miss Connie? Well, I want a picture ID to make sure, okay? So I didn't want you to think I was telling you a story, so you'll always know I'm Miss Connie, okay? Well, I tell you what is really, really cool. There was a guy that's going to be in our story today. He's a disciple. His name's Thomas. Well, he doubted that Jesus had risen from the dead because he didn't see it. So he didn't believe it. See, I know who y'all are because we're buddies, so I know who y'all are. And Thomas knew who Jesus was, but he didn't believe. He had to see to believe what was going on, that Jesus had really risen from the dead. So when he did finally get the chance to see Jesus, he was still a little doubting, and he had to touch his hands where the nails had been, and he had to put his hand in his side to see where he had been stuck with the spear. Then he believed. But you know what? Because of Jesus dying on the cross for us, we know, we believe that we're going to have life eternal with Jesus in heaven because we believe. Whether we see Jesus or whether we don't, we see him all around and all the people that love and care about us. And you know what? This morning when my alarm clock went off, some people have it where it goes buzz, and that ruins your whole day. You're just mad all day. But mine goes off to music, and it's called Oldies. So y'all were too young to listen, but you know what the song was when it went off? And it made me think of today, about doubting Thomas, not believing until he saw it. And we believe that we have eternal life because God sent Jesus to die for us. The song was called, and close your ears, music dude, because I'm going to sing it, because those moldy oldies in here, they'll know it. You know what it was, and listen to the words good. Remember, we are promised eternal life. The song was, and you ain't seen nothing yet. And so I want you to remember that. The best is yet to come, whether we see Jesus or not, okay? Let's close with prayer. You want to sit up? Because prayers are easier when you're not sitting up when you can. Yeah. Oh, that's much, isn't that much better? Father, thank you so much for sending Jesus to die on the cross for us and to remind us that truly we ain't seen nothing yet. We ask you. Amen. And before we go, don't forget that we got the grocery cart today, so I need y'all to help us, okay? Go in peace and serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
A reading from Acts. But Peter, standing with the 11, raised his voice and addressed them. You that are Israelites, listen to what I have to say. Jesus of Nazareth, a man attested to you by God with deeds of power, wonders, and signs that God did through him among you, as you yourselves know, this man, handed over to you according to the definite plan and foreknowledge of God, you crucified and killed by the hands of those outside the law. But God raised him up, having freed him from death, because it was impossible for him to be held in its power. For David says concerning him, I saw the Lord always before me, for he is at my right hand, so that I will not be shaken. Therefore my heart was glad, and my tongue rejoiced. Moreover, my flesh will live in hope. For you will not abandon my soul to Hades, or let your Holy One experience corruption. You have made known to me the ways of life. You will make me full of gladness with your presence. Fellow Israelites, I may say to you confidently of our ancestor David that he both died and was buried, and his tomb is with us to this day. Since he was a prophet, he knew that God had sworn an oath to him that he would put one of his descendants on his throne. Foreseeing this, David spoke of the resurrection of the Messiah, saying, "He was not abandoned to Hades, nor did his flesh experience corruption. This Jesus God raised up, and of that all of us are witnesses." The word of the Lord. A reading from 1 Peter. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. By his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and into an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for you, who are being protected by the power of God through faith for salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. In this you rejoice, even if now for a little while you have had to suffer various trials, so that the genuineness of your faith, being more precious than gold, that though perishable is tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed. Although you have not seen him, you love him. And even though you do not see him now, you believe in him and rejoice with an indescribable and glorious joy. For you are receiving the outcome of your faith, the salvation of your souls. The word of the Lord.
Gospel according to St. John, the 20th chapter.
Glory to you, Lord.
When it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, and the doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After this, he said, he showed them his right hand. he showed him his hands and his side. Then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." But Thomas, who was called the twin, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands, and put my finger in the mark of the nails and my hand in his side, I will not believe." A week later, his disciples were again in the house, and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were shut, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands. Reach out your hand and put it in my side. Do not doubt, but believe." Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have come to believe." Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written so that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that through believing you may have life in his name. The Gospel of the Lord. Well, before I start, I never do this, by the way, but I'm going off the books. I need to say, Connie, you covered it in the children's sermon. We ain't seen nothing yet. And I'm so happy to hear that you woke up to that perfect song this morning. This past Wednesday, I went on a field trip. My son, David, is in third grade, and his class studied state history this year. So I got to go to the South Carolina State House and the South Carolina State Museum with a busload of eager learners. At the second stop, which was the South Carolina Military Relic Room, we were greeted by a historian. He turned out to be a really good storyteller. He was full of interesting facts about life during the Civil War, and he asked the students questions and got them talking about what they already knew from their social studies class. And I think even the adults learned something new. At the end of our tour, the historian told us a ghost story. It was about Wade Hampton III, who the kids had already learned about, and they had even seen a larger-than-life statue earlier that day at the State House. Anyway, the ghost story went something like this. Wade Hampton III, the Civil War leader, was seen riding his horse in downtown Columbia. Only it was the dark of night, and it was in the year 1914, years after he had died. The onlookers say that they saw the silhouette of a horse galloping through the air, and the person riding it was dressed like he was going off to war. And the rider looked just like Wade Hampton III. There was a long pause in the room of those children sitting there. They were enthralled. It was a pause that comes from the telling of such a tall tale. They didn't know what to believe. To break the silence, one student raised his hand eagerly and asked the historian, "Do you believe it?" We all sat in that moment filled with wonder as that big question hung over our heads. Do you believe it? That same question hangs in the air today, on the second Sunday of Easter. It's still the first day of the week in the gospel. It's Easter Day. Mary and Peter and the disciple that Jesus loved had just seen the empty tomb. Mary had just told the disciples that she had seen Jesus. And the question hangs in the air for Thomas, the disciple, and for Mary, and for all of the disciples who are gathered in that locked room. Do you believe it? "I have seen the Lord," Mary says to the disciples on that first Easter. Mary did not recognize Jesus that morning in the garden. At first, if you remember, she thought he was the gardener, but she knew Jesus the moment that he spoke her name. She believed because she knew her teacher. She believed that it was Jesus, the one who had been crucified and raised. So she runs back to where she knows the disciples are waiting and tells them, "I have seen the Lord." Did the disciples believe it? Well, the disciples locked themselves in a room after Mary had seen and believed. They had not seen Jesus. So how could they believe? But then Jesus came and stood among them, and he said, "Peace be with you." Jesus showed the disciples the marks in his hands and in his side. That's when the disciples believed. Not only did they believe, they rejoiced. The disciples knew it was Jesus, the Son of God, after they saw his wounds. "We have seen the Lord," the disciples tell Thomas. Does Thomas believe it? Well, Thomas wasn't there. He didn't experience what happened in that locked room on that Easter night. He didn't see Jesus in his resurrected post-crucifixion self. Naturally, he had questions. He's human, after all. He was filled with disbelief. He said, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands and put my finger in the mark of the nails and my hands in his side, I will not believe." Thomas needed to touch and see Jesus, just like the other disciples had already done. There's more to the story than fact-checking or proving that Jesus had been raised. Thomas already knew Jesus. He already followed Jesus. He was the disciple of Jesus. Thomas was the disciple who said that they would all follow Jesus, even to death. Thomas was the disciple who wanted clear direction on knowing where Jesus was going so that they could follow him too. The disciples knew Jesus. And even more to the point, Jesus was in relationship with them. So Jesus goes and he finds them. He gives them what they need in order to believe. And they all needed to see Jesus. Because of their close relationship, Jesus was their teacher, Jesus who was their Lord, Jesus who was their God, Jesus who loved them. Just as Jesus found Mary weeping in her grief at the tomb, just as Jesus found the disciples hiding in fear behind closed doors, and just as Jesus found Thomas ready to confess, "My Lord and my God," it was 1 week after Easter, and Jesus found all of those people where they were. Just as all of that happened, we need Jesus to come and find us. We need to see Jesus, who we love. We need to see Jesus who loves us in the places where we weep, behind the doors that we lock, in the rooms where we build walls and hide in our unbelief. We need Jesus to come and find us so that we may see the presence of Jesus among us and so that we may believe. Jesus is risen, and Jesus is among us. Do you believe it? Jesus is among us in our community, in the faces of our brothers and sisters. Jesus is physically with us as we touch and taste the bread and the wine. Jesus abides with us as we share the peace that our Lord first breathed on the disciples. We see Jesus in our worship here together, in the peace, in the waters of baptism, where we are joined with Jesus' death and resurrection, in the words of the scripture and the words that we speak. We see Jesus' presence here with us in all of these ways. And we believe. At the end of the gospel reading today, John, the gospel writer, says, "This is all so that you can come to believe that Jesus is the Messiah." We believe, and now we sing because we rejoice that we have seen the Lord. Amen.
Gathered as God's people, we confess our faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. With the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. Faithful God, you perform wonders in our midst. Open our eyes to your marvelous power, and when we do not see or believe, gift us with faith. Give us the courage to question, knowing that you meet us both in our confidence and in our doubts. Make Easter joy real in our lives, and assure us always of your love. Lord, in your mercy, ever-present one, you dwell among your gathered people. Grace us with your Holy Spirit, that through hearing your word and sharing your meal, we may embody resurrection hope in the world you created. Walk before us and call us always to follow. Lord, in your mercy, healing God, you wore our flesh and pain in Jesus our Savior. May your healing touch comfort the sick, the lonely, and all who cry out to you. Bless all in need, O God, and especially those whom we remember before you. Lord, in your mercy. Mighty God, in Jesus Christ, you offer peace beyond human understanding. Impart wisdom to the nations, that peoples imprisoned by fear and war might find their lives transformed into freedom and peace. Make our world your world, and turn our hearts to you. Lord, in your mercy. Into your hands, gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always.
And also with you.
Let us share God's peace.
us pray. Be known to us, O Lord, in the breaking of the bread, as you were made known to the disciples. Receive these gifts and the offering of our lives, that we may be your risen body in the world.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, for the glorious resurrection of our Savior Jesus Christ. By the true Paschal Lamb who gave himself to take away our sin, who in dying has destroyed death, and in rising has brought us to eternal life. And so with Mary Magdalene and Peter, and all the witnesses of the resurrection, with earth and sea and all their creatures, and with angels and archangels, cherubim and seraphim, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, blessed and earth are full of your glory, Hosanna in the highest.
Loving God, we praise you for creating the heavens and the earth. We bless you for bringing Noah and his family through the waters of the flood, for freeing your people Israel from the bonds of slavery, and for sending your Son to be our Redeemer. We give you thanks for Jesus, who living among us healed the sick, fed the hungry, and with a love stronger than death gave his life for others. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering, therefore, his life-giving death and glorious resurrection, we await your promised life for all this dying world. Breathe your Spirit on us and on this bread and cup. Carry us in your arms from death to life, that we may live as your chosen ones, clothed in the righteousness of Christ. Through him all glory and honor is yours, Almighty Father, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, both now and forever. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in God's grace. Amen.
Let us pray. Life-giving God, in the mystery of Christ's death and resurrection, you send us light to conquer darkness, water to give new life, and the bread of heaven to nourish your people. Send us forth as witnesses to Jesus' resurrection, that we may show your glory to all the world. Through Jesus Christ, our risen Lord. Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.
Is that going to open?
Things up until she gets the key.